eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Rich Keefe.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Ryan Davis.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Ringo Von Dingo. All hail the king of ginger ale. It's Ryan. Davey, Davey, how are you?
Having a blast.
Good.
Alive with pleasure. Kicking so much ass, my feet stink.
I like
to
hear that.
I think I said that last week too. Yeah.
That's fine. No, it's a good line. Yeah, it's a good line. You know, yeah. And people are always tuning in different times. They don't hear every episode, believe it or not. Yeah, I know. It sounds crazy, but. Sometimes people choose not
We're
to
kind of
listen.
A big deal. Well, speaking of that, I had, you know, being, can I just say,
please,
that being an employee of Odyssey, you know, is, I get it. It's not for everybody, but man, have I had a week.
Yeah. What are you up to?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, as you know, I'm credentialed up.
Yeah.
As a member of the press.
Snapping photos left and
unbelievable.
Right. Yep.
And I went and saw Bad Bunny the other night, and I was actually in the photo pit for Bad Bunny.
How was Bad Bunny?
Know, like, Bad Bunny, you know, here's the thing, Richard.
Yep, please.
You would be more suited to that concert than me because I do not speak a word of Spanish.
Gotcha.
That concert was done entirely in Spanish.
Is he the most streamed artist on Spotify?
Top 10.
Okay.
He's top 10 for sure. I think The Weeknd, Taylor Swift, and Drake still got him beat, but he's international superstar and you know, star of music, film, and television.
Dude, and he wrestles. He's competed.
That's what I'm saying.
He can wrestle. He's like a
and
good,
he's good
wrestler. Yeah, he's solid.
Yeah, but he was hyping the crowd up. He was like saying stuff. I heard him say Boston a couple times, and people were going crazy. I don't know what he was saying.
No,
but
you get some good snaps.
People enjoyed it.
Good picks.
I did, and yeah, it was kind of a weird situation where there were two stages. So think of like TD Garden, like at the ends of like where the nets would be in like hockey rink.
Mm-hmm.
Like there were two stages. So they put us like at the far stage, like to shoot, which you don't do that really in concert stuff. But I was whisked, if you can believe it.
You're whisked.
I had like a handler. Like I had someone like,
yeah,
like bring me in, and then like had like ushered me out. Like nice. I went in like the back entrance. They brought us out like we were a team.
Oh, look at that.
It was crazy. It was nuts. And
is it competitive? Is the photography world competitive?
It's not. I would say it's not really competitive in that setting, but like you kind of have to be. It's like traffic. Like you have to be kind of assertive.
Mm.
And they only let a handful of people into those like big shows, so it was like
that's not bad.
We're like, but it's also there's a lot of like what I've learned, like any profession, there's a lot of like unwritten things that you just kind of have to learn.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and no one tells you, but like you never walk in front of anybody.
Yeah.
Like you never like, you know what I mean? Like you don't like shot, like you don't like stand like right next to me, like when I'm trying to work.
Yeah.
And like just the same shot I'm in. So, like,
he's a Polaroid camera the whole time, just like pulling.
Oh my God. So there was these two people who like claimed they were, I'm not going to say what paper they claim they were from, but it was like a mom and like a junior reporter who was like clearly her kid. And we're all sitting there with like our gear, like we're all geared up, and they're like with their phones. I was like, what are you doing?
With their phones and their Bad Bunny shirts.
Like, get out. Yeah. Like if you get out, like if you're,
yeah,
if you're using your phone, like get the fuck out of the pit.
Yeah.
Like,
that ain't it. That ain't it. You can do whatever. That anywhere else. You go to general admission. Yeah.
Fucking. Yeah. Breathe in my air. Anyway, that was my week. It was a great week.
I like that. Yeah. That sounds good. I was home with the two girls all week because it was, as you know, school vacation week.
Sure.
So there's a lot of that going around. And so that was good.
Yeah.
Good time had by all. We,
good time. Watched a lot of Bluey.
We got through it. Look at that Bluey shirt. Yeah. That Bluey shirt snaps. Holy smokes. Yeah. All right. So people are probably wondering, like, what the hell is this? What are you guys doing? So Dork Discussions, we have a few kind of topics that we want to get to that we're just going to kind of kick around. There was nothing really pressing TV, movie, video game wise. And doing two episodes a week, we're like, all right, here's an opportunity to just kind of kick a few things around. This one comes in. This is answering an email. We're going to answer an email. So you can email us.
All right.
dorkpodcast@gmail.com. This is the first thing we're going to do. This one comes in from Dave. He says, hey guys, big fan, long time listener here. I need help and you two are the experts. I have an audition for an upcoming sitcom TV pilot that's filming here in Massachusetts. Brag. I added the brag, not in there. Trouble is, they aren't releasing anything from the script. They want me to bring and perform my own scene from a sitcom that already exists. You guys know better than anyone else. I can go up to 5 minutes here. My character is mid to late 20s, and the only description is, quote, he's a charmer. I can have someone read. Yeah, a charmer. Not a snake charmer. Maybe you choose it to that way, but all he says here is he's a charmer. I can have someone read with me if there's another character. I just need help finding a good, funny, and fun scene to do that'll grab their attention and to show them I'm the guy. Any recommendations would be helpful and appreciated. I need it as soon as possible. Thanks a lot, guys. Your friend, Dave. So I've already thought of several. First one, if you are a charmer and you want them to be like, you're the guy, you would only need one other person in the scene. But I'd go with this.
Oh my God, I'm gonna freaking explode inside you. I'm gonna spill it. I'm gonna fill you up.
I'm gonna fill you up.
What?
I'm gonna fill you up.
Okay, just let me do the talking.
Sorry.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, oh. I'm gonna do it.
I mean, now, if you don't get that role, I don't know what to tell you.
If you're talking about somebody who has really honed their craft, if you can get through that without breaking, if you can get through that whole scene.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, there are some, you know, people who can cry on demand.
Right.
But if you can
spill it,
if you can do that, spill it on spill demand, it. You're in a whole different category than
so
anybody else.
I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. The listener, maybe Dave himself, you're like, Keith, it says from an existing sitcom. That's actually from a movie. All right, let me just, fair enough. What if I told you that same character is also in a TV show?
Everyone got their covers down?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Look, these are actual IDs I stole from the NSA, and I just tweaked them a little bit. So don't worry, we got this.
ID, please. So your name is Cheryl?
Of course my name is Cheryl. Cheryl Kernst.
Interesting name.
It's a family name. My grandmother was Cheryl, and her mother and her aunts, and most of her sisters and some of her sons. Goes for all genders, really, Cheryl. Something wrong?
No, it's just weird. Both the S and the H are capitalized.
Yeah. That's because it's S. Harold Kernst.
And the S stands for Cheryl?
Stands for Cheryl.
So your name is Cheryl Harold Kernst.
Yep.
And here you go, Colonel Jebledo.
Jebledo. Matthias Jebledo.
Sure. And Private Fuck?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Private David Fuck, Wisconsin Zone.
I'm from Madison.
Get out of town. That's so fun. Private Fuck, isn't that so fun? From Madison, tell them all about the Wisconsin trivia that you know.
Well, I guess we should be leaving.
So. Well, I don't know. We got a little bit of time.
Bye.
Say goodbye, Private
Bye.
Fuck.
Bye.
Private Fuck.
Private Fuck. Jebledo.
Here's what... I went another way. Okay. I went another way
what do
to
you
help
have?
Our friend Dave.
What do you have?
I think the barbecue sauce monologue from Ted Lasso when he's playing darts with the guy.
Oh.
Remember that?
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
when
yeah.
he's talking about being curious instead of being judgmental and like all that stuff. I think that's a fucking great monologue.
That's a good one. I would stay away from... As much as
nudity, but as much as we love Bush, we'd stay away from Bush.
I wouldn't expose yourself, first of all.
Yeah,
that's the first thing I wouldn't do. No, but like when you're mid to late 20s, charmer, promise me you don't do anything from Friends, don't do anything from Joey, do a Joey character. You know what? I never watched the show. Well, I watched like three episodes. I feel like people liked New Girl, and there was like good. There was good kind of comedy in New Girl, right? Like good, like well-written comedy.
Yes. Yes. I believe so. I think I was thinking of more recent comedies too, that were like, remember the guy from Ted, like there were some good ones in Ted.
Oh,
I feel like there's some good scenes that like they could do, like you could read with somebody that would be like really, really funny and like kind of heartfelt.
So the chat saying you could go Kramer. You could go the gonorrhea, there's or anything from
the gonorrhea
Kelly.
One is really funny.
Charlie Kelly's
or the one where he's got the jeans that are too tight and like him and Mickey go at it.
Yeah,
but I don't know how you would do that as a scene. We're not actors, so like I don't know how these things work. Like if you just have someone read someone else's lines. Barry had some really fucking cool monologues too.
Oh,
that's Barry. Like dark humor.
But that's the thing. So right. So if you're mid to late 20s charmer and you're basing it off of a sitcom, like what character? Well, actually, you could go Dennis. Like Dennis thinks he's a charmer. You could. What about Dennis explaining the Dennis system?
Oh, explaining the Dennis system. Or there's one scene in like when they do Party Mountain when he's like, I will enter you, but you will be clean. Like there's the whole scene too. Yeah, that's how it goes. So like someone else will read it off screen. Okay, so
You don't want too many extra people. But I feel like if you had something from Always Sunny, like when those guys go on like a rant, would be pretty good. And then especially Sunny is like that. That's their age range anyway.
Yeah, and it's hard to do like a scene or like a monologue that's like funny. Like I feel like every monologue that I see that I'm really into is like more dramatic. Like there was one that Carm did it. In The Bear, when he's talking about he's at that Al-Anon meeting and he's talking about his brother and how he thought his brother was his best friend.
Yeah.
And it turns out he's just everyone's best friend. So like there was that, and it's really fucking good.
That's true. You go with this one.
There's so many of those.
Any of these little fuckers ever pop out of the fucking wall and say, fuck, there's a horse cock in my room or a donkey dick?
You could do the whole fucking sketch where he's like the doggy door. One, you can do the whole thing.
You could do the whole sketch, Carmine Doggy Doors, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You could
do the whole thing.
I know it's not.
What do they do to us?
Like, you could do that whole thing.
Oh, my God. That's so good. I thought I was going to die, and I was happy because I didn't have to go to work tomorrow.
I thought there was monsters on the world, which is my favorite line of that whole thing.
On the world.
Because I thought there were monsters on the world. You could do Richard Brecky, and I never talk.
I like old stuff.
And get all the people watching you to just like yell at us.
Yeah. What the fuck are you doing? What is that?
What is that? You fucking scumbags.
Fucking chair.
What are you doing?
Yeah, that's tough, man. Like a charmer, because there's like a million things to pick from. So if they don't give you something ahead of time, you do your own thing.
And I realize that none of these answers, Dave, are helpful. I'm sorry.
I don't know if that's
true. I, as a casting agent, I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah, I think you got to
get the part immediately.
You've got to go for gasps, I think.
You got to go for that. Oh, is there one when they develop the dick towel? That's a good scene.
Dude, do you know that I didn't audition, but I sent in a application to be an extra on The Walking Dead?
You did tell me that.
I did. Well, no, your wife even sent a few people sent it to me, including your wife, and they're filming is it the Rick and Michonne show, or maybe it's the Negan and Maggie show? One of the Walking Dead spinoffs is filming in Boston like this summer. And then like this fucking long thing I had to fill out. I sent in photos of myself. I sent like all the like nudes, obviously.
Oh yeah, tasteful.
Tasteful nudes, some bush, some not bush, because like you don't know who's gonna be reading it. Yeah, Dead City. Yeah, so maybe Dave probably got my part, actually. So I think Dead City is in. And I'm like, I could be a fucking put the goop on me. I'll chase after somebody as a guy.
The sauce? Put me in the sauce.
I'll be a walker.
A couple things. I just typed in like best TV comedies right now. There's some, if you haven't seen Louder Milk, it's starring the guy who's in Office Space, and his name escapes me right now.
Michael Bolton.
A great scene where he's the other guy, but there's a great scene where he's like getting coffee. It's kind of like the one in Role Models, where Paul Rudd just gives the chick a hard time and he's like, why are you talking like that? Like there's like a whole like great scene there, and that show has some pretty good stuff too. Have you watched that show?
No, never.
It's not bad.
No,
it's not bad. Mm-hmm. Let's see, Peacemaker, Rick and Morty, do some scenes from those things. Like I watched, by the way, there was a whole, did you watch the most recent season of Rick and Morty?
No, I started to.
I'm watching it now.
Yeah.
There's a whole episode of just like everyone has Quattos, like from Total Recall. I was kind of into that one.
Yeah.
But
think that were the voices distracting or were they?
It's good. Funny. Like they're off slightly. And the Morty, whoever does Morty, it's like really whiny. Mm. It's like it's not right. It's not quite right. It's passable, but it's not quite right. Have you heard of this kid? And we're off the rails now. This kid, he's Switch or something. He's a streamer. Like, what's up, brother? Like he does like this weird thing.
Oh, he sounds like
plays
Morty?
Madden. Well, he does. So like they interviewed him and they're like, what's this voice that you do? And he says it's Morty Trump. Like he does Morty's voice, but in Donald Trump's cadence.
Oh wow. That's a
and like, but he's but you listen to him, you're like, that's exactly what he's doing. And he does like these weird hand motions, and like all the kids that I work with now are doing it. So like he plays Madden, he streams Madden, and he's like, special players with special plays, special teams, special players. What's up, brother? Like he does like these weird voices, but
hey, it works. Everybody's gotta have a gimmick
for him. Yeah, and he calls it Morty Trump. So Dave, again, I don't know if we're being helpful.
I would say to circle it back, if it is a mid to late 20s charmer, that's what they're going for, and it's a sitcom, I think I might go Dennis System. It's a little darker. Yeah. Like I don't know if the show is like that kind of comedy, but I think I might go Dennis from Always Sunny.
Either that, or you could do, and I know this to be true because he talked about it on the podcast, Charlie does like, they give Charlie a day off and he does this monologue about bashing rats.
Oh, yeah.
And how he wondered, like, he just comes to the bar and he's got like shit all over him. He's got like a spike bat and he's like talking about how many families and generations of rats he's bashed.
That's good. Yeah, but that's not a charmer. He's not a charmer.
But it is a little bit because they all feel bad for him. And that monologue got him a role in Pacific Rim. I know that to be true.
How do you like that?
Guillermo del Toro saw it and was like, I want that guy in my movie.
Wow. All right. So there you go. Yep. That got him a part. So this could get you a part.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. I like that.
Charlie Kelly, King of the Rats.
Let us know what you chose, Dave, and when it happens, and hopefully you get the part, and let us know that you did, and then we'll all watch it, and we'll watch the shit out of that show. Rod, this is another thing that we're going to talk about. If anybody else has any suggestions in the chat, fire away for Dave.
Oh, we'll do some. We'll take some live questions too. I'm happy to do that.
Yeah, if you want to take some live questions, we can. But this somehow was this you? So one of our
it was Tristan Bessie.
All right, it was
Tristan Bessie sent this.
So one of our group texts, our group chats. It's me, Davey, Bessie, Woody, and Shark. So all guys that have been involved in Dork Podcast at some point, maybe all the way back to like the early days. What I also love is that the five of us have a text message chat, a Twitter chat, and an Instagram chat that are all separate, just so we can like if someone sees something on Instagram, just put it right there. Rather than I love that. That's helpful.
Yeah, so, I have three different, and that happens with like friends of mine too. Like our meme swapping on Instagram and our text chain are two completely separate things.
I love it. That's great.
Yeah. And you know, if like anything serious or like something you need me to know, like text me, but don't send it in the
To keep this Instagram keep thing. This where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a very old photo. It's a very famous photo. I think it even got banned at one point. So we might get taken down. We might be removed from YouTube for this. I'm going to post it on YouTube. We're going to describe it. So I know this is more people listen than watch. However, we're going to do such a great job describing it. And maybe you've already seen it. And I bet if you've seen it, you can't forget it. And that would be this photo of the late John Lennon and Yoko Ono. And they're both facing, well, they're turned facing us, but we see them from behind. Both of them are nude. They're completely nude.
Looking over their shoulders.
Yeah, so we can make eye contact with them. We can't see their fronts. We can't see Dong. We can't
essentially
see
what we have is two dragons right here.
They're both looking at us. It's very risque, especially for its time. It's tastefully done in black and white. Mm-hmm. And Ryan, what jumps out? Now, I don't know if it jumps out to you the way it jumps out to me.
One of them definitely looks like something's going to jump out, but yeah.
They have opposite butt cracks, meaning John Lennon's is extremely long. Yoko's is very, very short. So we're looking at this photo here. And again, one of them is the longest butt crack I've ever seen. The other is barely visible. So to you, again, these are both incredible and like God bless and a legend. Take nothing away from the man. Which one to you fucks with your head more? The one that's incredibly long, or is it the one that's really, really small?
The one that's really long, because it looks as though if the stink wrinkles were in the middle of John Lennon's butt crack, he would essentially be like shitting out of his lower back, which
I'm convinced the bottom of his spine goes below his ass crack. That's what I'm focused
his
on.
His tailbone is inside. He can never break his tailbone. It's impossible.
There's also no way he can wear his pants and you cannot see ass crack unless he hikes them way up. And that would be my necessity.
It looks like the top of the crack starts at his belly button. If you're now, I'm sure this is doctored slightly, fudged a little bit.
But you think this is doctored?
Biologically, it has to be. There's no way. There's no way.
All right, but don't sleep on the tiny one either. Like that.
I'm not sleeping on the tiny one.
Because I think Bessie in the chat, didn't he bring up a pretty good point about like, could that be restrictive when it comes to defecation? Like it just seems like that's probably not a great thing to be working with either.
That's not a great thing. No, that's not fun.
No.
Like that's not, like I'm trying to think of like, if you look at these two posteriors.
Yes.
The fart sound has to be wildly different. Like it's playing two different instruments.
Well, he is maybe the most musical man of all time.
One's a tuba and one's like a piccolo. It's like a little doot, 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 doot. And the other one's like a, you know, like there's two things happening here.
Yeah.
But I got to ask you,
please.
And I don't want to start like a hot or cold debate here, but like, which would you prefer? Would you prefer the longest ass crack known to man or the one that's almost non-existent? Would you rather be in ass debt your whole life? Because Yoko Ono, like in this picture, owes ass.
Jason in the chat said, both definitely make a huge mess.
Just in different kinds. Like I picture, in my head, what I pictured was John Lennon sitting on a toilet and shitting straight back.
Just rips the seat cover behind him.
Just like the whole tank is just like... It has to go like straight back.
No, for me, it's pretty simple. I would rather have the tiny one.
I think so. Yeah. You said, how do you wear pants?
Yeah, the tiny one, nobody really knows. I don't think it would really hinder you that much. I don't think there's not like a concern about covering it. In fact, you would never have to worry about like the plumber's butt crack thing ever. No, it doesn't exist. It's impossible for you.
I mean, the other thing... Like, can you imagine if you had an ass crack that long and you tried to wear some sort of like underpants that went up, like a thong that went up in your butt?
Yeah, there's no way.
There's no way.
I don't even know if we can show this.
You zoomed in on it.
Yeah. Like, it just, it's just insane how high up it goes in the back to me.
It is really insane. And even if it is blown up a little bit, like how flat both of their asses are.
They're flat. They're flat keisters too. Is another thing. But they don't seem to be all that worried about it.
They don't. They seem like they're having a nice time. Yeah. Now, this was I forget who took this photo, but it was like their album cover of like the year they spend in bed, the two of them. Oof. Like, imagine being in bed. They suck. Oh my
God. Yeah, Yoko Ono's still alive.
Yeah, she's just turned 90.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, I think she was older than John Lennon too. I think. Ooh. I only know that because their son Sean, won an Oscar recently.
Is that right? How you like that?
He did, and so it was like a short form documentary. I think it was like something about Beatles. But he was on stage and he said happy birthday to his mother, and he said he just turned 90.
It is does part of you now know for a fact that opposites attract?
It has to. I mean, that's the other thing that we had to talk about here. Paula Abdul was right.
Yeah.
That opposites do, in fact, attract.
Well, it's funny. Like,
and I think there was it was an abandoned lyric of that song having to do with her partners. the ass crack of MC Scat Cat.
It's the opposite of, it's the exact same thing. Remember Anya Taylor-Joy and one of the actors in Queen's Gambit?
Yes.
The gentleman who had his eyes very, very close to each other.
Very close together.
Yeah. I mean, once again, I think we can all say Mother Nature's a mad scientist.
And just what a sense of humor on Ma Nature.
You don't know what you're going to get.
You don't know what you're going to get. But look at the ass crack on John Lennon.
Well, I'm glad we brought that to the people, right? I think it had to be discussed.
It had to be discussed. And so if there's anything else that we need to discuss dealing with, the butt crack or...
Let us know.
Yoko could shit in a urinal, no problem. I've actually seen someone do that.
Come on.
I didn't watch them do it, but I went into a facility and there was a poo-poo in the urinal.
That's awful. That's so awful. Was that at a ball game?
No, it was ball game adjacent. It was in
what's the ball game? Jason.
Meaning like there was not in the ballpark, but it was like around that area.
You talking about historic Holman Stadium?
No, I'm talking about the Fenway area, but I would not put it past Holman Stadium to have a cucka in the urinal.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Did I ever tell you the Operation Big Kitty? Did I ever tell you that story?
I don't think so.
So my buddies all went to Northeastern, and there was like one of their roommates or something that like they would go to this girl, like their neighbor's house, and this girl would like just like freak out about her cat. Like there was one of those people, she had a cat in the apartment and like blah, 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 and was like, don't mess with the cat. Like was kind of like obnoxious about it to them.
Yeah,
she was probably fine. She was probably just be like, just please don't give my cat beer. Right.
Right. Simple request.
They took it upon themselves that like they were going to take a shit in the litter box and then bury it. So she, at some point, she would find it.
That's terrible. That's terrible. The fucking.
And they refer to it as Operation Big Kitty.
That's awful. That poor cat. I feel bad for the cat.
Well, they I don't know if they did it or not, but
I'm going to guess. Still a good story. I'm going to go ahead and say that they did.
I'm just closer to 50-50 than you think.
Not seeing a full feces one, but like so many of these different like road trips for either high school sports or even like middle school sports, we would always eat at like McDonald's or Wendy's, right?
Oh,
so
yeah,
you'd always go
yeah,
to the bathrooms there. There was one. Like, I think it was Shark, and he made me like come in there and see it, and it was like a guy. This is so fucking gross. It was, he made it to the stall. It was all in the floor in the corner. And it was like, it was a two-man job. It was so much. And it was like, it was right next to a toilet. But it was like, what in the side? And like all over the floor. Like, what the fuck is wrong with people?
Like I'm laughing about it because I wasn't there and I didn't have to like clean it up. But no,
I know that's horrible. It's horrible. But like, what the fuck happened to that guy? All right, Brian.
I was gonna say, do you know in my household my official title is Master of Fluids? Like anytime that like
you take care of it,
pets, I have to because no one else can do it. So I'm Master of Fluids.
No shit, that's a good. I put that on the LinkedIn. See what happens. Yeah. Hey, our guy Jeff, he. Remember we had that very famous unboxing when you came into the Rich Keefe show?
Yes.
And we got such posters as Scream 2, Halloween H2O, The Crow, X-Men 2, etc. So he emailed me a while back and he was like, hey, I was cleaning out some stuff. I got more posters. Would you guys want them? I'm like, yeah, Jeff, obviously I want the posters.
Oh yeah, we want posters. I gotta put some up in here. I gotta get them framed.
I got a few up. Now these are a ton. I believe they are all of the same theme. But here, this is sort of like a live impromptu unboxing.
But can he's got like the little ones.
Yeah, so these are all like
that's a nice one.
They're all Star Wars, I believe.
They're all Star Wars, which.
But like, look at some of these bad boys.
Oh, that's dope.
They're kind of cool. Some of these are like IMAX ones. That was for The Last Jedi. A lot of these are Last Jedi, and I know.
The one nobody wants.
The one that nobody wants.
I don't mind that.
No, but you like Last Jedi. Oh, here's a Solo one.
Oh, I love that.
All right. Yeah, you can call dibs on these. There's another. We saw
dibs on the Solo one.
Yep.
We got doubles.
Yeah, I think there is doubles. What else we got? Besides my dog barking now. Oh, look at this.
Oh, that's a nice Rogue One one.
It's a big Rogue One one. Yeah, I think. Oh, look at there's your girl, Jen Erso.
There she is.
Yep. So these are great, Jeff. Thank you very much. We will. I got to get my dog out of here. All right. He's barking.
Fine.
He's barking.
He's
something.
Fine.
No, but we've run long enough anyway, as it is. You guys can hit us up, dorkpodcast@gmail.com, Twitter, Instagram, @dorkpodcast. Send us questions. You never know when we're going to get to them. Send us your shit. I've bought this to dorkpodcast@gmail.com and subscribe on the YouTube as well. Dave, anything else?
No, man, that was great. That was fun. I like these like freeform ones. They feel less
these are
canned.
Good. These are good. Yeah, we could just kind of kick it around a little bit.
Yeah. We do next time. We'll do story time. Who knows? We'll tell you some stories about pranks I've pulled on people.
Yeah. And just a good reason, keep the emails coming too, because sometimes we won't get back to you in the email, but we'll save it and we'll kind of kick it around a little bit more on the old podcast. I like that.
Hell yeah, man.
Very good. Next week, TBD, although one of the episodes will be Shogun. The other episode will be TBD. Absolutely. Other one will be Shogun. So everybody have a great week. Thanks for listening to this. Tell a friend, tell a dork, and we'll talk to you soon.